You've got to tune to 90.3 FM, KEXP, and online at kexp.org. My name is Morgan. Thanks so much for joining me today. And I'm very glad to be down in the live room, joined today by Hal Gelb. Welcome.
Down in the live room.
Thank you for coming today.
Yeah, Morgan, thanks for all the rain.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we knew you were coming, so decided to make it rain today. Because you're a desert dweller, yes?
Yeah, we always get kind of happy when it gets soggy outside. That's why we go to Europe so much, pretty much.
That makes sense. Would you mind playing a couple songs for us?
Any particular keys?
Whichever you like. Whatever you prefer.
This is a standard for the future. It's irresponsible lovers. Tender thing, yeah, we tend to bring complications to one another. It's a simple thing, and still we seem to bring ludicrous behavior. Like irresponsible lovers. Are curled by another's kiss. There's so little in this world that can compare with this. Love is a tender thing, yet we tend to bring ludicrous behavior to one another. Love is a simple thing, and still we bring complications like irresponsible lovers. Irresponsible lovers.
Hal Gelb live on KEXP playing us some songs from his new album, Future Standards. You just played last night at the Triple Door with Mark Eitzel, who was here with us yesterday. How was the show last night?
It was delicious.
Yeah? Anything to report from it?
They always treat us so well at the Triple Door, and they have a beautiful full grand Steinway, which is inviting. And yeah, it was a lovely evening.
That's good. And you're playing tonight in Portland down at Mississippi Studios. So if you're down in Portland, you can see Hal Gelb playing there tonight.
Yeah, Mississippi is always good.
Yeah, it's very chill down there. It's nice. It's good for your music and good for this new album, Future Standards. We'd love to hear another song from it, if you don't mind.
And there's the promise of more rain.
Excellent. Hal Gelb live on KEXP.
This one, this one's called Sweet Confusion. Do you want room for a solo in this one? This is Ture Lund from the deep south of Scandinavia.
Hi.
Forgive me for saying, interrupting your stance, but the way you've been displaying has inspired these rants. I'm normally not behaving like idiots of ants, but you confuse me. Assurances, they are few and far. In between whatever you think you are. Insurances that might work for your car, but not the broken part you used to call your heart. You confuse me by doing all you do, being so but you, tiefully you.
Excellent. Hal Gelb live on KEXP playing songs from his new album, Future Standards. Hal, you've been making records for over 30 years now with Giant Sand and your own solo records. And in the rock genre, what inspired you to do an album of piano standards?
Age.
Age.
I was about to turn 60 last year. And so I figured I needed to figure a better way to tour. And the piano standard had been knocking on my door for the last couple of albums. The one or two songs always jump on the record from the future, you know, kind of trying to notify me. So I challenged myself to attempt that which is known, the motif that which is known as the piano standard, which no indie rocker has been taking on. So I thought, well, with such a great lack of competition, I have some elbow room to mess up.
That's true. You're one of the only ones doing something like this right now. Mm-hmm. You call it future standards. Does that have anything to do with current events or the future of the world or?
Oh, no. No, because if I try to play a real standard, that's not correct. That's Cry Me a River, but it's not right. Mm-hmm. So my problem is I have a lazy eye and a forgiving ear. And I never get cover songs accurately depicted. But if I write my own, the odds are better that I'm going to play it the way it was written.
That's true. That's
so
fair.
Right. So the future standard title is just giving notice that the material is going to be of the piano standard, but since it's not a standard yet because it's just been written, it's going to have to wait for a while to become one down the road.
That makes sense. Yeah. Did you write these with the intention that other people in the future would cover them? Because standards by nature should be covered, right?
Ideally. Somebody who can actually sing them. We got Lana Kelly from Phoenix singing them on the record a little bit to show where the true melody is hidden. Mm-hmm. And me, I just kind of talk my way in and out of situations. So.
That's very human of you.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I think the voice that we hear in our head is of the ilk of our Lou Reeds and Neil Youngs and Dylans and Cones, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't have singers in our heads. Mm-hmm. So that's why we can get away with that for a while. But for presentation purposes, it'd be good to have an actual singer on board, like Lana.
Yeah.
And someone in the future who might take a chance and needs the material.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Well, as an elder, you know, I have a responsibility.
You seem like you need material.
For the youth.
Yeah, and you've worked with so many artists over the year, and you've discovered so many artists. For people who don't know, you've worked with the likes of Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth, M. Ward. You say you discovered M. Ward.
Well, he opened up for me here in like the year 2000 in Seattle, mm-hmm. and gave me his what would be his first album, and so we facilitated that release. But that's the thing, and like. When I hear music that's purportedly nobody else has heard in bulk, then it's validating to know later on that they get celebrated like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened with Matt Ward, and it happened with Granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the only two artists that handed me their so-called demos that I had that vibe about.
Yeah. You're so established, and there's so many artists who are influenced by you. Who are you influenced by?
Neil Young, Clint Eastwood, and Thelonious Monk. A little bit of Mott the Hoople, and Jimmy Rogers.
Great.
There's a fellow named Reiner who really did a lot for me. He was 5 years my senior, mm-hmm. and I met him in the 70s in Tucson, and we started Giant Sand together when I was a kid, and he since passed away in the mid-90s, but he was a huge influence, Reiner.
What was his musical background? Or did you make it up as you went?
He played a dobro and a duoli, a national duoli, and he played slide, but he had very large hands. He was born in East Berlin and a beautiful smile, and he grew up in Chicago. They snuck him out of Berlin when he was a kid, baby, mm-hmm. and so we met each other in 1976, but we had both come to Tucson in 72. And I was 19 when I met him. He was 24. I was tripping on acid at the time, and he made all the sense to me in the world. And he became my older brother, and he's in everything I do somehow.
Great. Can we hear another standard?
Yeah. This was the first one I wrote. This one's called A Book You've Read Before. And when this one wrote me, I couldn't understand what the chords are. I still am not sure. So this was the first one in this ordeal. Was it in a song you sang along time ago, or in a book you stole a look and could not let go? Or maybe in a flick with a plot so thick you could never get bored. There you found a love that your heart could ill afford. In a room filled with luminous light and a fragrant plume, where your heart once soared. Out of the storm, now safe and warm, from such a love explorer. Like the time in France with the wine and the diamond dance, when you swore it was more than coincidence, and love was just a just reward, just not a thing that your heart could ill afford. Your love was just a just reward, but not a thing that your heart ill
mentioned earlier that Hal Gell will be playing tonight at Mississippi Studios in Portland, and then you're off to Europe for a tour out there. You travel a lot. What are your favorite places to go? What are your favorite places to play?
Cordoba in Spain is probably more Tucson than Tucson. So I tend to linger there as long as possible.
What makes it more Tucson?
Yeah, that's the beguiling part. It's whatever happened to Tucson, however it became, I think its inception was in Cordoba.
Anywhere else that you like to go?
Yeah, pretty much everywhere. It's everywhere you go. The funny thing is, you know, those of us that have managed to travel so much, you don't see as many differences with people. You see all the similarities everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. And when we play these clubs and stuff, everybody has the same record collection. There should be passports based on your record collection. Your nationality should be a sonic nationality.
Yeah.
But
that would make the world easier, wouldn't it? Let me see your record collection.
Yeah.
All right.
Because where you're born geographically is pure lottery.
That's
true. You had no hand in that. You're taking advantage. Your patriotism is taking advantage of the gamble, you know, the roulette of the globe spinning, and you're just that little white ball that popped up in number 35, black. Mm-hmm. But your record collection was, you know, your own determination.
That's true. That is all you.
Yeah.
Speaking of traveling, when was the last time you were here in Seattle?
Good question. It always seems like yesterday.
All that to say, what do you think about our new building here?
This is stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, instills faith in the future. You've done a great service to mankind and the accurate and forgiving ears alike. It's stunning, really stunning.
Well, you're part of that for being here with us today, so thank you.
You know, I think it was here when me and when John Convertino and I played here like 20 some years ago. Mm-hmm. I think you guys were getting rid of all your jazz vinyl. And I remember boxing up. You said, yeah, take as many as you want. You had it in the hallways for people to just take.
Really?
Yeah.
That was before my time.
We boxed up a couple of good size packages and sent them to Tucson, and they got lost in the mail. They didn't arrive.
Oh, no.
They arrived, but yeah. They arrived the following year.
Whoa.
And I still play those albums to this day. So in a way, you are as duly responsible for this album as anything.
Well, that's awesome. That's a really great tidbit of information to know. I'm glad that you are giving those records a good home.
Oh, yeah. They give us as much of a spin as we give them.
Excellent. Can we hear one more from you?
Yeah, and then we got a train to catch.
Exactly. Hal Gelb, live on KXP.
Hal Gelb, almost missing another mode of transportation. Man with built-in delay. Any suggestions? Impossible Thing, maybe? Going to that one? Okay. So this would go kind of like... World peace declared. No problem spared. Such a thing dared by the West Wing. Yeah, like an impossible thing. You might as well put screen doors on submarines or build snowmen while summering. It's sort of absurd, it's seen as obscene, these impossible things. Once thought unembarkable, a trip so remarkable, in search of the eternal spring, not found in a sip, but found in the innocent smile you bring. Sultry release to the suffering of what the world brings. Now how my heart sings, you're my impossible thing. So, that's for you, Morgan.
Thank you. I loved it. That was beautiful. So Giant Sand ended in 2015. This is your first solo record since that.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it, and what's on the horizon for you?
It was good to tour those last few years with Giant Sand because the people at that time of various ages, the youngest being 28, 34, to 43. And then we had, near the end for the last year, so we had our original drummer, Winston, who was 55, and I'm 60 now. And that group of people was strangely the most fun and easy to be with. Everybody who's been in Giant Sand has been a pleasure, but this thing, or maybe just because I got older, my appreciation factor went way up about everything. Mm-hmm. So I thought to stop that while it's so good is a better memory in the end than to anything less than. So if we ever make another Giant Sand album, it'll have to be a best of album and all new songs.
That makes sense. Hal Gelb, thank you so much for being with us today. It was a pleasure having you.
Thanks, Morgan. Thanks for everybody here. It's been sweet.
Yeah. Enjoy your train ride down to Portland.
Yeah.
And your European tour as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Keep it tuned right here to the station where the music matters. 90.3 FM, KEXP, Seattle.